Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is your man, Tim Knight, a.k.a. Nighttime. It has been a long time since I've been on here to rap with y'all, so I figure it's definitely time to come back. A lot has been taking place. So we're going to jump into all that. This is only going to be, you know, a 30-minute show. Got to get my new theme music together. So listen, you can call me 323-443-7453. I definitely want to talk with you. I have a guest coming up later. You know, I do promotions on Fiverr. You know, I'm a level 2 seller, so I'm moving up in the world. So pretty much whatever product or service that you have, if you want to get exposure to it, that's what I do. So a lot of artists that I work with, as far as Record Union, the distribution company, a lot of those people come on the show to showcase their music. And I'm just as, I'm sure if you listened to a couple of shows in the past, I'm just as surprised by a lot of material that, you know, gets played too. Because I don't listen to it. I like to wait until I get everybody on the line and listen to it with y'all at the same time. So if you're listening, let me know. Again, it is 323-443-7453. And I'm working on my Periscope. I'm up on Periscope. I know everybody's into that. You know, people rather look at you than listen to you. So I'm trying to figure, you know, how I want to present that. Because I don't know if I want people looking at me when I'm talking and doing my thing. But so until he calls in, I just want to I'm going to get into a throwback in a few minutes. That's a song I think everybody loves. And I think, you know, y'all really going to like to hear this one again. But so much is going on. I don't know where I really should start. But I guess we might as well start with the news of the day. Apparently, respectability doesn't really, you know, help much. This guy, Charles Kinsey, as you sure heard, was basically trying to help out his autistic patient. And police arrived, and, you know, dude, of course, was laid on the ground, hands raised, and still got shot anyway. So a lot of people are saying, you know, that that was the issue. You know, just respect the police, do what they say, you won't have any problems. And clearly, that's not the case. Now, I admit, I have definitely changed my tune. At first, I was really playing into the, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter campaign, and I'm not changing in that regard, saying that, you know, our lives don't matter. Obviously, it matters to us. It doesn't necessarily matter to everyone, you know, by and large. And I understand the whole movement and the purpose behind it, so I'm not knocking in that regard. But this is bigger than a black or white thing. This is a situation that is so beyond what we see on the surface level. And I know a lot of people are not really looking at things in the spiritual aspect. A lot of times I don't. But when you start connecting the dots and you really take a look at what's going on, then if you are spiritual, okay, spiritual meaning that you know who God is, okay, then you start to look at what his word says about the end times. So clearly with a lot of the legislation that's been passed over the last year, there's a lot that has taken place. And a lot of us not even paying attention. I think a lot of us have been snowed by the fact that our leader, I guess the leader of the country, has skin that resembles, you know, myself, and not really paying attention to the agenda. Then at the same time, you got spiritual leaders, pastors and things of that nature who are not even aware of what role this particular person places, this particular person plays in this end time prophecy. That's if you even know what I'm talking about. Now, a lot of us are just living our life, you know, doing our day to day thing. So we're not even concerned about that at all. So that's something to consider. So this might just sound like a lot of craziness right now. I've been told by people very close to me, they think I'm crazy. But, you know, I don't really think that I'm crazy. I just consider myself to be informed. And this is nothing new. It's not a new awakening. This is stuff that I've learned back in 1998 about what was coming on. Now, I don't always talk about it to a lot of people because people have very surface level understanding, and that's okay. I was like that before 1998, okay? But once you get awakened to certain things and certain information, then you can't go back. It's just like you learning geometry or you learning algebra. And then once you learn those basic principles, whether you can really apply it and whether you have mastered it or not, doesn't matter. But now you know that something other than what you knew before exists. With that said, here we are today. Okay, so that's where I'm at. So all I would implore everybody to do is do some research. Don't just take my word for it. Look up, you know, end times prophecy. I mean, we got the internet, okay? You got everything that you want to know. You can look at one side of the coin, then flip the coin over, look at the other side of it. And then you determine what makes sense to you. But what you don't want to do is to be continually in the dark, right? So with that said, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to put my throw back on. I think y'all are going to really like this, and I'll be back. what's going on? I'm back at it. So as promised, I have an artist that's coming up in just a little bit. It's going to play some music, and we'll take it from there. But, yeah, I definitely want to hear from you guys. You know, I'm interested, you know, to hearing your take on what's going on. The chat room is open, by the way. So if you're logged in, you can definitely check that out. Phone number here is 323-443-7453. Other thing, now granted, I don't have my co-host with me today, Ms. Tia D, and Erica Chanel is not in the night house with us this morning, evening, wherever it is. But what's you guys take on this election? Now, again, on the surface level, a lot of people really think that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are serious candidates to win this presidency. Now, in my opinion, neither one of them are probably going to get in. And even if Hillary gets in, she's not going to do anything that's going to make a difference for us. And I have a whole theory behind that, but that's a whole nother time. But I do want to just ask everybody, just take a moment to think. You know, this is a book that I recommend. And this is something I read a while ago. It's called Brainwashed. Okay, I always be telling y'all, you know, what books to read, because I'm always reading and educating my mind. So it's called Brainwashed, and it's called Challenging the Myth of Black Inferiority by Tom Burrell. You need to go out and support that. Now, this book, you know, it talks about, you know, basically all of us in Black America and how we got to this point where we're committing black-on-black crime, but it gives you, like, the history. And it's put to a way that I think anybody can sit and listen to it and respect what he got to say. And it talks about a lot. But in the meantime, I'm just going to get ready for our guest. And, you know, my take is this year, I said I'm not voting. You know, a lot of people think I'm crazy for not voting. But the reality is, if the winner is already selected, what's the point? Now, you can take that however you want to. Now, I do believe voting on a local level makes sense. But when we're dealing with, you know, the presidential campaign, nobody gets on if they're not supposed to be on. Right? So you don't just grow up and just become president. Right? So anyway, I do want to get into this song real quick. Cause like I said, it's going to be a short show. And then we're going to come back to regular hour programming pretty soon. So let me get this song here for you. And let me tell you a little bit about this artist. His name is Young Prince. Born in Lexington, Kentucky on June 18th, 1989. As a child, he was influenced by one main artist and group. Those were consisted of Tupac Shakur and Bone Thugs and Harmony. I definitely big Tupac fan, so, and Bone Thugs back in my day. Both gave Young Free ways to release feelings to the world. He studied at Eastern Kentucky University in broadcast media. The field would enhance his charisma, begin to feel an energy. As an artist from an area where no one ever served, Young Free believes music is a key to reveal the unknown to the willing to know. His release pre-writes in the subject of real-life struggles, events, and memories. He also likes influence in harmonizing backgrounds with adult early childhood and singing in church. He says, I'm going to push more towards rappers that don't mind to go together, Jay Cole and Kendrick Lamar. Young Free likes to accomplish various tasks for his music career, as well as number one track. And we're going to play one song. This is called A Moment. And like I said, this is going to be new for me and you. So we're going to put this on in a few seconds, and I'm just going to give them a few minutes to call in here. And again, I want to hear from y'all, 323-443-7453. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put this record on. This is called Our Moment. If there's any language, let me tell you now. So we're listening to hip-hop music. So if you're offended by hip-hop and any language, then definitely, you know, you might want to turn this off. But I think we got them on the line right now. So we'll talk to them first, and then we'll go ahead and we'll go from there. All right. Hey, what's going on? This is Tim Knight. Is this Young Pre?
Hey, how you doing, Tim? It's me.
I'm good. What's going on, sir? You all right?
Not much, man. Just another day's of work.
All right. Well, that's what's up. Well, definitely thank you for joining us on the program. We're doing this relatively short program today. I just kind of gave people a little bit of background on what you do. And you can tell everybody a little bit more about yourself if you could real quick.
All right. Well, it's your boy Young Pre coming out of the state of Kentucky. Lexington, Kentucky, to be that, you know, home of the Wildcats. I've been doing this music since I was about 9, man. And, you know, really just starting to find my way and trying to get my foot into this music industry and let the world know what I've been thinking in my life over the past few years.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Considering where we are in time, far as the impact that the music is having on the young people, what do you incorporate into your music that is making a difference, if at all, if that's what you're trying to do?
Yeah. I'm not more so focused on making a difference. It's more so just, you know, revealing. You know, in a lot of my music, I'm just pretty much putting out a lifestyle, you know, whether it's good or bad. But, you know, every day we get grilled by people in society and people tell you how you should live and how you shouldn't live. You know, it's really just got to be about what you want to do and what you think is best for you. So in my music, I just try to put that out there, whether people are going to think about it negatively or positively. It's just my story.
Okay. All right. So are you doing shows? Are you traveling? Where can people see you? I guess in Kentucky?
Yeah, we do some local shows around here in Kentucky, but really for the most part, we're a national act. It's me and a group of 3. We've been Cincinnati, Ohio, or Dayton, Ohio, Atlanta, Florida, even out to Texas, California. So you just never know where we're going to pop up, you know. We're just trying to get a little tour set up lately, maybe like a college tour for this fall. So be looking out for that as well.
All right, that's what's up. All right, well, we're going to take a listen to one of your songs. You can set it up. It's called Our Moment. So, you know, what's the theory behind this, and what is the song all about?
This song is the first track, well, the first single off my album I've been working on for the past year. It's called Snap Dog, The Thirst Continues. This song is really captures pretty much my childhood moments, all the way up to where I am now, you know, all my trials and tribulations. And the statement is, you know, pretty much just a young man out of nothing, trying to get to something.
Okay. Now, this is outside of music. As a whole, far as what is the end game, you know, for you? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? You know, what's the plan?
Hopefully a lot of number one tracks. really, though, man, I'm just trying to build some stability for me, my family, all my friends, you know, everybody I've been putting in this hard work with over the years. And in 5 years, if I'm not doing this music, I'll probably be producing. That's what I've been doing here lately. So just really just trying to keep my foot in the entertainment business. Like, I've worked a lot of different jobs, and, you know, this is the one field that I know this is what I want to do in my life. So, in 5 years, as long as I'm still within this type of field or whatever, you know, working in entertainment, like, I'll be happy, especially if I'm making some money.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. All right, everybody. Let's check it out. This is Young Pre, Our Moment.
There you go.
Young Pre. Just a young nigga at the project, yeah. Had a high school hoping I would be prospect, yeah. From my teammates, much respect. Coaches never gave shit. Damn rednecks, but it's cool. Young nigga, grew up, young boy getting bucks. Cause the life I want seen make me feel it ain't enough. Been a rockin' on her place, man. Life been tough and I ain't tryna be stuck. Your niggas talk about it, don't never come up, I'm all in. That's the word of freedom, love. I need interior with grain. Them seats flesh, you get it? DSC, I know they with it. Then my nigga, you know we win like survival of the fittest. All haters, we bow down and I bear witness. It's our moment, and yes, we own it. But fuck, nigga, I know we gon' get it. In my vision, for a minute, my pies or chicken, though we need that motherfucking spinach, hey.
My team out here tryna get it, man. We arrived out of shit like quicksand. Tryna make it to the top, see our dividends. It's our moment, yeah, it's our moment, nigga. Our moment, yeah, it's our moment, nigga. Our moment, yeah, it's our moment, nigga. Our moment, yeah, it's our moment, nigga.
And the way that I've been feeling put me on another level now. Cooler than the sun, we're sliding through my downtown. Been rolling with my pack of life. Swear they gon' know it smell like who is these niggas with them chains whooping shit down. Got the club straight rocking. Every time they play the ground, shit gon' get popping. Bird on the track, girl keep the penny dropping. And we ain't next to that, just know we keep it proper. All up in our moment, her position slap the top. Make them do it with no hands, no gas, and no coffee. Regurgitate these words, ain't nobody gon' stop us. No slowdown, regenerate, you can't knock us. We problem, no child, so don't be mad that your girl love my style. Versus leave, hate is hurting, vagina gone wild. Through the game, gon' fly. The time is here, it's us now. Lane, take a seat now. Yeah.
My team out here trying to get it, man. Rise out of shit like quicksand.
Like what? What?
To the top, we got dividends.
Get my niggas, get my niggas.
Yeah, it's our moment.
What?
Our moment. Yeah, it's our moment.
It's our moment. It's our moment.
Yeah, it's our moment.
Go! Break success. Success is what I need. I'm in there with my dog. Sitting in there, you gon' see. I put my name, Young Chris. And don't forget to breathe. I fuck with my dog. Sitting in there, you gon' see. Cause we're putting in the time. Been grinding all our lives. We've been trying to get paid. And fuck, that's right. So you niggas hating now. Got something for you. Man, we can fall like two. Damn.
My team out here trying to get it, man. We can drive out of shit like quicksand. Tryna make it to the top, see our dividends. Is it our moment? Yeah, it's our moment, nigga. Our moment? Yeah, it's our moment, nigga. Our moment? Yeah, it's our moment, nigga. Our moment? Yeah, it's our moment. It's our M-O-N-E-N-C.
Okay, that was Young Pre. So before we get out of here, man, tell everybody where they can check your music out, where they can download it, when it's releasing. What's the deal with that?
Follow me on Twitter at Young Precise. That links you to everything you need from me. I also have a SoundCloud at Young Pre. Soon to be dropping on Spotify and iTunes. The new music, man, just stay following me on Twitter. I give you updates every day. So if you really want to get down with the movement, you can find me at Young Precise on Twitter.
Got it. Okay, cool. Everybody, this also will be on Nighthouse Radio blog, so you'll be able to see and hear some of his music right on there as well. Well, that's it, man. Well, thank you for coming to the Lighthouse, man. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you, brother.
All right, no problem. Keep making music, man. Keep doing what it do.
Well, keep listening.
All right, you have a good one. All right, take care now. Okay. All right, so folks, that is pretty much wrapping up this show. We will be back next week with some live shows. We're going to be doing our programming pretty soon. So hopefully we'll have some special guests coming up because, you know, I'm in the A, making it do what it do out here. All right, I will talk to y'all next week. Deuces.